You may recall it was, oh, I don't know, a year and a half ago that I went to WABC in New York. Do you all remember that, when I went back to WABC in New York? Well, met a whole bunch of people there. In fact, met Curtis there. And, of course, Phil Boyce, the program director of WABC. And WABC is a very special thing to me because it's, I grew up with WABC. Anyway, in the WABC studios, Rush Limbaugh has a personal office. Personal studio, you know, where he does his broadcast when he's in New York. And when I walked into Rush's studio, I went, oh my God, that's an alien. And here was this great big wooden carved alien, a gray alien. And I said, I've never seen this. What's this doing in Rush's studio? Why would Rush have a big alien, a gray at that, in his studio? And we never could figure it out. And everybody was laughing. I was laughing and laughing and laughing. I said, no, it can't be, not Rush. But it's true. This alien sat by Rush as he did every broadcast from New York. Anyway, the alien had its, I don't know if you could say hand, it's not human, right? But its extremity out into the air. And so my wife and I left, I think, a $5 bill and a cigarette in its little claw. We left. Well, at the Radio and Record Seminar, Randy Michaels, who is the CEO of Clear Channel Radio, surprised me. You know, he got up, and I'll be damned if Rush has not sent me as a present for coming back on the air this incredible alien. This from his office. Rush sent this to me, and Randy Michaels delivered it to me, and they gave it to me up on stage, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Here was Rush's alien, which had been sent along with his best wishes, you know, for coming back on the air and everything. Thank you very much, Rush. And it just totally blew me away. And so you'll see me up there on stage commenting on the first series of pictures. And then I was, you know, these things just happen spontaneously, and I don't know why I did it, but I ran over and I hugged the alien. We've got that photo. So we've got a combination of pictures that were taken by my company photographer and also some other photographers. It's kind of a mix. In fact, my wife was photographer. I've got a shot up there of Phil Henry and myself. There's a shot of Phil Boyce, of the program director of WABC, and myself. So all of those photos are up on the website tonight. I didn't want to do it until I had them all. They're not all properly labeled. We'll probably get to that eventually, but they just went up before airtime. So that's up on the website. Now let me give you another reason to go to the website. The second item is spectacular. Boy, it's getting slow already. Spectacular aircraft photographs.